before you get to it, play back the her answering machine, because we tried to call her about 10 after 6, and she must be still sleeping. But the first thing in order, I have to get her to change her voicemail message.
It's pretty racy.
Well, no, it's not even racy, just the way she talks. Here it is.
Hi. I'm not here at the moment, but I will be back soon.
Oh, hey, knock it off with the music. It's my mom.
Okay. Leave your name and number, and I will call you.
Yeah, my name is Steve, and, you know, come on.
I'm looking for an Asian, probably 5'6".
I mean, my mom, she just, it sounds like a 900 number when you're dialing my mom up.
I'm not here at the moment, but I will be back soon.
Your mom's hot.
No, your mom.
So please,
all right.
Leave your name and number, and I will call
Dial her
you.
Up on the other line.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. First of all, you need to change your voicemail message.
What did I say?
No, it's how you say it. I've told you that before.
I beg your pardon?
Sounds like a 900 number.
People have said that, but you know when that was put in there 5 years ago.
Okay, let me do it like, hey, you called my mom's answering machine.
What? You don't like your mommy's voice?
I don't know. You know what? It just sounds like you're trying to be sexy. And for me, your son, I'm uncomfortable with.
All right, I'll change it.
Chuck, who's addicted to porn, he loves
hey!
The sound of it. Yeah, and that's my mom. I'm going to kill you, man.
Let me tell you, keep calling, honey.
Oh, God.
Leave a message.
Oh, my goodness.
What can I do for you this morning,
well, listen,
young
if I see
man?
Your caller ID on my mom's phone, I'm going to kill you, Chuck. Mom, listen, going out to dinner, and I know this really irks you.
Yes.
Veronica, I think, did it earlier this week. When,
I'm guilty of this.
Yeah.
Of what?
When talking to the girls that she had a concealed weapons permit class with, and said, hey, you guys, okay, great talking to you. And they were all girls. And I know that's your biggest pet peeve, especially when going out to dinner.
They are making us masculine without looking at our gender.
No, I think it's just a general thing. Like, hey, you guys.
I don't care what you think. You asked me what I think, and now you're telling me.
I've heard women do it for other women.
I'm going to be 72 years old, and some cute young thing or handsome young man greets me at the door with my girlfriends and say, hi, you guys. What kind of table would you like?
So what is usually your response to them?
Oh, listen to this.
Sometimes I ignore it.
Yeah.
They should be taught better. And why give us a title? It's not necessary for a server to give a title to a customer. They could say, hello, how are you? Welcome.
Okay.
What kind of table would you like? That is my peeve, is that men are not losing their gender.
Okay.
The women are losing their gender.
Okay, now I know, having said that, Mom, but when I'm with you and you do that, I think it really...
I am trying not to do it when I'm with you.
It does change the mood of the dining experience from there on after
but
until you check
it,
out.
Is it the fact that now you're afraid you're going to get a loogie hocked in your food?
Every time the server comes back to the table, it's uncomfortable because they're feeling uncomfortable because they've been reprimanded by my mom, you know? And it just makes it for an uncomfortable
Can
dining experience.
Can I be
experience.
Honest with you? My butt has been clenched this entire conversation because I feel like somehow I'm in trouble.
No.
Listening to you guys talk to each other.
Dude. I mean, women call each other dude. Guys call each other dude.
Honey,
like, dude.
You can do whatever you like. When I go out to a restaurant, I don't want to be called guy.
All right. It's my mom's view, and sorry for the argument, dear.
That's okay.
Mom, I love you.
Okay, honey. I love you, too.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. What does your parent do to embarrass you like my mom embarrasses me? 800-992-1099.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn.